L3P held these initial sessions with mid and senior level agency procurement staff, including the senior procurement executive. The goal really is to discuss several of the government-wide goals the administration has laid out. Leslie Field is the deputy OSPP administrator.
Through savings, we're going to go through high-risk reductions. What kinds of things, what strategies did your agency decide over this past year works best for them? Where are the areas that we can export to other agencies? And I think this is critical because it helps us understand where folks are having success and perhaps where they're not. And so it gives us a chance to tailor some of our policies. I think these have been very productive meetings. We've tried to reduce the burden on the agency, but the devil really is in the detail, and that's what we wanted to get at through this.
She says there's no strategy or approach that really works for every agency. There are nuances in agency mission and structures that change that offer really different challenges. And what these sessions are trying to do is bring those challenges, those nuances, to the surface. Now, round two of these ACT-STAT sessions will begin later this month with even more senior-level officials, including OPP Administrator Dan Gordon and agency's chief procurement officers and other senior managers. The goal is to focus on specific targeted issues to understand how agencies are, what they're doing and how they're doing it. Now, they do compare to tech stat sessions, but there are some differences.
We get a sort of a broad brush of how the acquisition function in that agency is working, where they're having good success and maybe where they might need some sort of policy guidance from us. And so it gives us a good chance to figure it out. They've been really good dialogues, very interesting, I think very productive.
Okay, we need to come up with a better name because Acquistat is too hard to say.
We just do acquisition stat.
Acquisition stat, I think, even, or pro stat for procurement stat or something like that. Anyway, Obama administration, they've been focusing on improving acquisition, specifically the acquisition workforce. How are they making progress?
I think there's several areas that the agencies are going to expect to see changes in 2011. Field says agencies will obviously, they're on track to meet that 5% savings goal and reduce the number of high-risk contracts they use, and these include time and materials, labor hours. But those are actually some of the longer-term priorities, and I think progress will come and go to a certain extent. But Field says improving the acquisition workforce can actually have that impact more immediately. She says GSA's Federal Acquisition Institute has brought together a contracting functional advisory board. If you didn't like ACT-STAT, you're not going to like this one either. CONFAB.
Oh, great.
And the goal here is to rework job descriptions and trainings starting with contracting officers, technical representatives, or COTARs.
When we think about COTRs in particular, when you look at the workforce and all the things that they're doing, the COTAR plays a terribly important role. We want to make sure that that role is supported by an equally important and rigorous infrastructure around training and competencies. And so we've asked that CONFAB to present us with recommendations. We're just starting to look at that to see how we can strengthen that the certification requirements there. Think about what they're doing. We spend a lot of time, rightfully so, getting to contract award. Contract management is terribly important. Are they meeting milestones? Are the invoices correct? Are we within cost and scheduling? So, I mean, there are lots of things that the COTAR is doing. And when you think about the training that they need and where they are, they do. So sometimes it is an other duty as assigned. And so we want to make sure that even if that is the case and the agencies need to make sure they assign COTARs appropriately, making sure that they've got the right information. Do they have enough information about acquisition? Do they understand the language enough so that we're all speaking the same language? And so I think there are ways that we can improve that.
Now, along with COTARs, FAI and OFPP, a lot of acronyms there, are also going to work with other groups for recommendations around program and project management as well as contracting officers. So these recommendations will come, probably three of them total. Now, OFPP has also put together a group of agency contracting officers who actually work in the field, and they meet quarterly to discuss the impact of certain policies on the contracting community.
So you've, here, let's hear that.
I think the contracting officers that come to the forum represent their agencies and help us think about how our policies are being implemented on the front lines. We try to be fairly targeted about the questions because you can have lots of good sort of best practices discussions and it's important, but I think coming out with specific questions ahead of time gives them a chance to think about, if you were going to do two things in this area, what would it look like and what would be the effect on, your time and your resources and your strategies, those kinds of things. So you ask more targeted questions, I think you have a more productive discussion. So I think the forum gives Dan and OFPP a great chance to hear from the folks who actually are implementing our policies. If we're thinking about formulating a policy, we might send out questions. How would this affect you? What would you like to see in here? What wouldn't you like to see in here? And it's a terrific group. They have very clear opinions about things, and so it's been very informative.
field says these, what they call frontline forums or something, she was actually a part of when she worked at the Transportation Department early in her career, and what OFUP has done is reinstituted them and really trying to reach out to the people who put, who do the work versus just the policy people.
I know Steve Kelman, back when he was OFUP administrator, used them, loved them, and the federal, the workers loved them as well.
And I think that's what Leslie was trying to get to, is the fact is that, you know, these, we're going to affect you. Tell us how this is going to affect you. Maybe we don't know it all.
So procurement officials, they're working on a bunch of longer-term policy regulations as well. What are they still working on?
So there's several policies that that agencies and I think industry are really waiting for, starting with what they call the rule of three for scheduled contracting. Mm. This is something that, that the Defense Department has had to do for some time. You have to get three bids per schedule contract or through schedule our solicitation. Field says that rule is due out soon. Now, that's a ubiquitous soon in government, so it could be tomorrow, it could be a month, it could be a year.
Chances are not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, probably not, but soon. Field describes another long-awaited rule around interagency contracting.
I think what we found when we did the analysis of the agency information and sort of how many MACs were out there and how many contracts, sort of the degree of proliferation, I think we were more heartened than disheartened. We found that there was probably less duplication than we originally thought. Agencies have put in some pretty strong management practices. Obviously, we need to strengthen those. And so OMB is putting out guidance shortly on how to improve those management practices. And then there's also a FAR case that's coming that will help to address that through the regulations.
Now, she says the rule and the guidance also will work well with the administration's strategic sourcing initiative. If you remember, they made the award to 15 businesses for office supplies. Well, there's more that's coming as well around wireless and mobile devices, as well as what they call printer management. Now, OMB is willing to invest the technology or the management training to really help that to ensure that the duplication around interagency contracts, multiple award contracts, is at least reduced, if not limited. Senator Claire McCaskill also spoke at the conference, at the Coalition for Government Procurement's conference, but she spoke via DVD, and that was kind of interesting, being that today's an election day.
Yeah, I'm guessing she's busy.
Yeah, she's not actually running, but she was in Missouri probably campaigning.
Yeah.
But while she didn't mention interagency contracting, her chief of staff, Margaret Downs, actually was there to offer some comments, and I actually asked the senator about the senator's plans about oversight around interagency contracting, and it was very interesting. She pushed that responsibility back to OMB. So I think that there's a lot in industry and agencies on Capitol Hill waiting to see what this guidance says, how it will be implemented. And you know, to be honest, agencies still are using interagency contracting quite a lot. Steve Kemp is the General Services Administration's Federal Acquisition Services Commissioner, and he offered actually some interesting numbers on how FAS is doing in 2010. He says FAS in 2010 brought in about $52 billion in revenue, of which about $39 billion came from the schedules, and another $3 billion came from the government-wide acquisition contracts. So I'll have more from Kemp's speech later this week, more numbers, more data, but I just want to give a little bit of a tease because I thought those were some interesting things.